is in his secret place, plan, destined before the ages to bring to us glory. Verse 8 says, none of the rulers of this present world were understood it. For if they had, they never would have crucified the Lord of shining glory. It was new moves and hidden things. Verse 9 says, this is why the scripture says, things never discovered or heard of before, things beyond our ability to imagine. These are the many things God has in store for all those who love him. Anybody here love God? Let me shout, I love the Lord. Kind of tender, kind of easy there. Verse number 10 says, he said, but God now unveils these profound realities to us by the Spirit. Yes, he has revealed to us his inmost heart and deepest mysteries through the Holy Spirit, who constantly explores all things. Come on, say, he constantly explores all things. Constantly explores all things. Somebody shout, new moves of God. New moves of God. See, when we look at Isaiah 43 and 19, if you run back over there just a moment, first of all, I want you to say, Lord, bless me with a mind to forget my past. Yeah, you're mumbling over it. Come on, say, Lord, bless me with a mind to forget my past pain, my past struggles, my past difficulties, the things others have said and the things that I've gone through that just take from me or rob me from my ability to see what you're doing now. And God said, this is necessary because I am doing something brand new, something unheard of. Now, even now, it sprouts and grows and matures. Don't you perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and open flowing streams in the desert. I will open up flowing streams in the desert. Now, if you drop down to verse 21, I just think this is important so you can know that some of the things you went through, God said some of those things you went through were so that he whom I have shaped and formed for myself will proclaim my praise. He says some stuff you went through was to position you to proclaim the praise of God. It was to put you in a position where you could see that God cares, God loves, God knows where you are, God knows what he has for you, and no matter what happens, somehow he made good out of it. He turned it around, what was meant to crush you, what was meant to bring you in disparity. God turned around and made good out of it. Look at verse 22. Yet he came back and he charges you. He said, yet you don't call out to me. I promise you new things. I promise you new opportunities. I promise you I'm doing new things and hidden in dark places. He said, but you don't call out to me, old Jacob. Are you tired of me? Are you tired? Are you weary? Are you frustrated by me? You don't call. I promise you new things, but I bet you now there are many of you that have heard this message now for well over a month, this scripture, and none of you are praying, God, I thank you for new things that you're doing. I praise you for new doors that you're opening. I praise you for new opportunities that you're extending me. We don't do it. And you know why we don't do it? Because God's greatest work are often begin in hidden, dark, and unfamiliar places. He's doing something in this dark time. He's doing something in this unfamiliar time, this place where you're most uncomfortable, this place that's dark, this place that's gloomy, this place that you're unfamiliar with. He said, I do my greatest work in hidden, dark, and unfamiliar places. This may be why what we may feel like uncertainty or loss could actually be the beginning of a new move of God. What you think is uncertainty, what you think is loss, what you think is not happening could really be the move of something great of God. These moves are often unseen by the natural eye, misunderstood by the world, but revealed to those who walk by the Spirit. Lift your hands and say, Lord, fill me with the Holy Spirit. In fact, do me again in the Spirit right now. Yeah, yeah. Listen. I'm talking about new moves. New moves from the God who hides treasures in darkness. Write that down. There are new moves coming from the God who hides treasures in darkness. There are new moves of God. oh my God, new moves from God, from the God who hides treasures in darkness. There are new moves from the God who hides treasures in darkness. I want you to get that in your heart. I want you to get it in your spirit. See, Isaiah 45 and 3, he was stating to us, I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places, that thou mayest know that I, the Lord, which called thee by thy name, am the God of Israel. God says to you, I want to give you treasures of darkness. I want to give you hidden riches. I want to give you things in secret places that thou mayest not know, because I am the Lord that called thee by thy name. Hold on here. Let me tell you what's been happening in these new moves of God. God said, "You, there's land you pass by that's been hidden, but you're about to see it because it's a part of what God has for you. There are opportunities that have been published that you never noticed it before because the darkness hid it. But God said, I'm about to reveal to you." Hallelujah. He's about to reveal to you his new man, his new move, his new plan, his new desire, and his new thought for your life. Yeah. See, there's the truth here. God doesn't waste dark seasons. Write that down. God does not waste dark seasons. He doesn't waste dark seasons. He has treasures in them. Shandadosha. Hishamaha. Your season ain't dark for, it's dark for a purpose. He's hidden some treasures in there. There are some treasures hidden in dark places. Glory to God. There are some treasures hidden in dark moments. God does not waste dark places. He has treasures in them. If you can receive that prophetically, would you put your hands together and give God praise for what you're about to discover in your dark place? Yeah. Sometimes, y'all, the pain you are avoiding is holding the wisdom you're praying for. The very pain that you avoid is holding some wisdom that you've been praying for. The struggle that you're in, is developing a spiritual muscle you're going to need later, like a butterfly in a cocoon, like a caterpillar in a cocoon. All the struggle is developing something inside of you you're going to need later. Somebody shout glory to God. Come on, shout glory to God. See, in seasons where it seems like God is silent, he may be storing something deep just for you. He may be storing something deep just for you. Come on, say, God doing something new. And he's doing it in the dark. Yeah, God doing something new, and he's doing it in the dark. Lord have mercy. Darkness is not the absence of God. It may be the delivery room for your destiny. Yeah. It's not the absence of God. It is becoming the delivery room for your next destiny, for the next move that God has for you. Joseph, y'all, was a hidden treasure in the dark. Joseph, y'all, was a hidden treasure in the dark. Genesis, the 37th chapter. Joseph was a hidden treasure in the dark. Hold on. I need to talk to somebody that suffered rejection. God said, your rejection is not the end. It's a redirection in God's deeper plan. Your rejection is, I feel the Holy Spirit. Your rejection is not the end. It is a redirection in God's plan. God is redirecting your plan. God is redirecting you to where and to whom and to what he wants you to step into. You've not been rejected. You've been redirected. Glory to God. You've not been said, I'm not rejected. I'm redirected. Glory to God. See, Genesis 37:28, they sold Joseph to the Ishmaelites, and they took him to Egypt. Joseph was in a dark place, and I feel the Holy Ghost. You know why Joseph in that dark place? I need you to understand something, because who Joseph was hidden. Who you really are is hidden. People cannot really see who you really are. They don't really see the role you're going to play in their life. They don't really understand the anointing that God has placed on you in this season. Somebody shout glory to God. Yeah. Don't you get stuck on rejection. Start praising God for your redirection. Glory to God. Don't get stuck in rejection. Praise God for redirection. God, come and say, God is doing some new moves. Yeah, you know, God told me his brothers couldn't see his value. His brothers could not see his value. You think if his brothers really knew who Joseph was and the role he was serving their lives, that they would put him in that cage? Absolutely not. They could not see his value. They can't. Listen. There are people around you that can't really see your value. Hey, Shama, can I talk to you? You know what's sad about them not seeing? If you can't see it. God said, I'm doing something new, unheard of. Do you not know it? If you don't know it, that's a problem. See, Joseph was misunderstood. He was mistreated, and he was mishandled. And I'm talking to somebody that's been misunderstood, mistreated, and mishandled. You know, I've been lied on. Come on. You done had all those things happen. All of those things have taken place in your life. But let me tell you something. But heaven has already marked you as a solution before the problem appears. You are the solution before the problem. And listen, Joseph's brothers did not know he was going to be their solution for the time when they were hungry. He didn't know, they didn't know that he was going to be the solution to end their moving from point A to point B, that God was getting ready to bring them into a promised land. He had no idea, and his brothers didn't know that he was their solution. I need you to praise God because you recognize you're being made and molded for a solution. Lord have mercy. Come on, hit yourself on the chest and say, I'm being made, I'm being molded for a solution. Yeah. See, being hidden doesn't mean you've been rejected by God. It means God is protecting the treasure inside of you until the right time. Yeah. God is protecting a treasure that's inside of you for the right time. God is protecting a treasure inside of you for the right time. I know you've been hidden. I know you feel like you've been rejected. I know you feel like you've been passed over. Come on, say, God just holding me up for the right time, for the right season. Oh, my God. Okay, here's where you say, God, somebody gonna need the anointing that's in my life. Somebody gonna need the suffering that I've gone through. Somebody's gonna need the pain that I've experienced. Somebody's going to need the rejection I've going through. God is getting me ready for something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. If you read Genesis 37 through 50, which I don't have time to do today, 37th chapter through the 50th chapter, it paints the picture of a young man with favor and a dream. Yet he is thrown into pits, prisons, and pain. But God was hiding him. Not harming him. God is hiding you. He's not harming you. God is preparing you. God is building you. God is storing something up in you that your family, your friends, your neighbors, and folk you don't even know gonna need you to burst loose one day. This is a new move. Come on, say a new move. This is a new move. This is a new move. Come on, say this is a new move. See. He was hidden in plain sight, a treasure that could not recognize. I need to say this, that I'm hidden in plain sight. I am a treasure that folk cannot recognize. Oh, y'all not saying it like you mean it. And I think that's the problem. When God starts doing new things unheard of, we don't see it. We don't recognize it. And we don't understand it. Would you just learn to say, like I'm learning to say, God is up to something. Ooh, glory to God. Glory to God. See, the truth of the matter is, the people at that day did not understand who Joseph really was. Not just their brother. Are you listening? He was God's answer to their coming famine. You are the answer to somebody's coming sickness. You are the answer to somebody's coming depression. You are the answer to somebody's coming darkness. You are the answer to somebody's coming trouble. You are the answer. Everything that you've gone through has prepared you to be the mouthpiece of God. Everything you've gone through has prepared you to make a way for others. Glory to God. My. You saw the movie House of Pain, right? You saw the show House of Pain, where we're talking about the house and the prison. According to Genesis 39 and 41, they falsely accused and imprisoned Joseph, rose in his favor even in captivity. These were the hidden years that refined his character, sharpened his wisdom, and drew him closer to God. Like Joseph, can I talk to somebody listening? Like Joseph, God is refining your character. Like Joseph, God is sharpening your wisdom. Like Joseph, God is drawing you closer to him. Your situation is not alienating you. It's drawing you closer to God. You're praying like you never prayed before. You're decreeing like you never decreed before. Lord, somebody I'm talking to, just scream, my God. Whew. God told me to tell you this morning that you feel like you're hidden, but God said, I'm doing a new move. He said, I am developing a deliverer in obscurity. I am developing you as your family's deliverer in obscurity. I am developing you as your community breakthrough artist in obscurity. It can't be seen, but I'm making you something new. Somebody shout, he's doing a new thing. God is fulfilling the scriptures that he, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, and old things have passed away, and behold, all things become new, and the new things are of God. Right now, God is making you new, and he's putting some of him in you. He's putting some new revelation. He's putting a new gift of healing. He's putting a new working of miracles. He's putting a new word of prophecy inside of you and your nation. Your nation. Neighbor's nation, your cousin's nation is going to experience the power of the new revelations of God. I need a believing believer to shout glory to God. Interesting. When you look at Genesis 41 through 45, you will find that Joseph was at, it was the right time for Joseph. Interesting. He was at the age of 30, somewhere where many of you, a number of you in this room are right now, between 28 and 30. You're at the age of 30 where Joseph is suddenly called, oh my God, to interpret a situation for a king. God said, everything you're going through right now is preparing you to go before great men. Hallelujah. God, I'm preparing you to go before great men to be revelation for me for what's happening at that time. There's a revelation coming that's got to come out of your life, that's got to come out of your suffering, that's got to come out of your struggles. It's not what you go through, it's what you extrapolate from it. You need to be asking God, what do I need to be learning in this time? What do I need to be drawing from you in this moment? What do I need to be acquiring from you in this moment that's going to help the next generation get to where they need to get to and honor and glorify you? Somebody lift your hands and say, God, I surrender to your revelations. God, I surrender. Somebody rail back and shout glory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Right now, right now, right now. I'm just saying this because the Lord told me to tell you. The Bible said, or the Lord told me to tell you, the pit did not bury you. Your situation did not bury you. Your situation did not break you. Your situation did not shatter you. And because you're still here, you ought to give God. You ought to give God a praise. Cause you're still standing, you ought to bless the Lord. Cause you still got a mind to obey the Lord. You ought to shout and glorify him. Yeah. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, my pit didn't break me. My pit didn't arouse me. My pit. Praise him. It was designed. Your enemy designed it to break you. Your enemy designed it to disencourage you. Your enemy designed it to break your spirit. But it didn't work. And you ought to praise him. You ought to glorify him. You ought to lift him up. Between 28 and 30, Joseph is suddenly called to interpret Pharaoh's dream. You are entering a season now. Oh my God. God said, what was hidden from you? Who am I talking to? 13 years ago. Hey, it's about to be revealed in this one day. What you've not known, what was not understood, what was meant to break you, is about to be revealed in this next day, in another 24 hours. You're about to experience an encounter with God. One you cannot deny. One you cannot shake off. One that's going to edify and lighten the world of others. Because God said, I was developing you in a hidden place. It was a move that was not known. In fact, God said, I develop not in the headlines. I develop on the back places. Come on, said I'm in a back place, but God has given me fresh revelation. God is doing something new, and I celebrate, I lift up, I glorify, and I exalt the Lord for new moves. God said, you might be like Joseph right now. You might be hidden, and you might be forgotten, and you might be misunderstood, but that doesn't mean you are not chosen. I need you to know this. Would you say this? I know this, that the good hand of God is on my life. The guidance of God, the protection of God, the provision of God is on my life. Shout, I'm chosen. Shout, I'm chosen. Somebody shout, I'm chosen. Hey, hey, you are God's treasure in the dark. Come and say, I'm God's treasure in the dark. Tell your neighbor, I'm God's treasure in the dark. He's shaping me. He's blessing me for a due time. God is shaping and blessing me for a due time. God is making and molding me for a set time. Shout, I'm God's blessing. I'm God's chosen. I'm God's anointed. I'm being made, molded in a dark place. Shout, yes. Oh, glory to God. Tell your neighbor, everybody, decree this with me. Say, I decree that the Lord, even when I feel buried, just like Joseph. You ever feel buried sometime in sorrow? You ever feel buried sometime in uncertainty? You ever feel buried sometime in weariness? Come on, say, even when I feel buried like Joseph, I trust that I'm not forgotten. Tell your neighbor, God has not forgotten me. Come on, shake oppression off. God has not forgotten me. Shake sickness off. God has not forgotten me. Shake brokenness off. That bullshit. God has not forgotten me. In fact, there's a miracle in your brokenness. God used the broken. Hey, God will use the broken. 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 Somebody shout yes. I feel like preaching this morning. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. Come on, say, I decree that God hides me. Come on, say, he's hiding me until I'm ready to reveal what he wants me to reveal. I decree that what God has placed in me will come forth in due time. I decree that God has preserved me, that God will restore me and bring glory to his name. Shout, my life. Somebody, my life. God nobly, my life. God will. God will. God will bring glory to his name out of my life. Let me go back to Joshua. Declare with me, this day the Lord shall magnify himself through my life. Shout yes. I got happy too early. I feel the Holy Spirit. I've been walking around this place since 4 o'clock, and I feel the Holy Spirit. God is in the midst of us. Shout, God is here, and I right well know it. God is with me right now, and I know it. In fact, tell your neighbor, I'm not waiting on a miracle. I'm not waiting on an altar call. I'm getting my miracle right now. Standing here in the presence of the Lord, He's giving me a miracle right now. Glory to God. I told you, number one, number one, new moves from the God who has treasures in darkness. And I want you to conclude this, that God has made you a treasure hidden in darkness. Come and say, I am a treasure hidden in darkness. Number two, come and say, new moves of God reveals what was hidden. Come and say, the new moves of God, He will reveal what's been hidden. You better hear me. Come on, you hear folk talking about God will bring it to the light. They're only looking at dark stuff and naughty stuff and bad stuff. And God said that stuff will reveal itself. I'm going to bring something out of you that men didn't know was in you. My God, God just dropped in my mind. Folks said Paul was a bad man. In fact, a man by the name of Ananias in Acts the 9th chapter said, I heard things about him. Well, God said, I'm doing a new move now. I'm getting where man has rejected. I'm getting where man is feared. I'm getting where man is broken. I'm getting where man is slandered. And I'm putting my anointing in him. And I'm doing a new thing. Everybody shout, the Lord is about to reveal what's been hiding in my belly. The Lord is about to reveal what's in my spirit. God is about to reveal why He created me, why He made me, why He chose me, why He selected. Oh, Lord. I got to get to this. But in Isaiah 43 and verse number 22, and no, 21, Isaiah 43 and 21, he said, I have made Israel for myself. Look around and tell somebody, God made me for himself. Lord have mercy. Some of y'all saying it because I said it ought to make you feel good that you've been made for God's own personal use. And God said they will someday honor me. Come on, say, He said they will someday. Y'all ain't paying this word no attention. He said, I will someday honor me. Now, if you was broke, you got a little something stashed in the bank now, so you feel good. But when you was broke, you'd understand that God said, you're going to someday bring honor and weight and glory to my name. And the whole world going to know. Somebody say, the whole world going to know. All my naysayers, all my slanderers, all those folk that looked at you and said you ain't nothing. Can't nothing good come out of that house. Can't nothing good come out of that blood. You came from bad blood. You came from a bad hood. But God said the world gonna know that I made you for myself. I chose you. I hid you in obscurity. But I'm Baba Shanda. Shandobosa. But God said I'm bringing you out. Tell somebody God is bringing me out. Take a big step, so I'm coming out of brokenness. I'm coming out of darkness. I'm coming out of shamefulness. I'm coming out of obscurity. Because God put something in me He's about to reveal. Somebody say, get ready for the great reveal. Genesis Genesis 21, Stay in the New Living, 21, and verse number 5, I believe it is. It just dropped in my spirit, because this is what a 91-year-old woman said in verse number 6. She said, and Sarah declared, God has brought me laughter. I need some people that's been in obscurity, some people that's been in some dark places. God's about to reveal, oh my God, God is about to reveal what's been hidden. Come and say, God is about to bring me laughter. All who hear about this will laugh with me. Look at verse number 7. Why they gonna laugh? Because they said, who would have thought it? That, what's your name? Who would have thought it? What's your name? That you could bring birth for God, that you could bring forth for God, that you could cast out devils. Who would have thought it? That you be sitting at the top. You came from the bottom. You've been broken. You've been shattered. Who would have thought it? Come and say, God, he's about to reveal what's been hidden in darkness. I'm gonna say new moves. God does new moves to reveal what was hidden. Go with me, turn with me, I'm sorry. In 1 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter, verse number 2 through 10, 7, verse 7. I want you to hear this. He said, no, the wisdom will speak is the mystery of God. The wisdom that we speak of is the wisdom of God. In other words, the way God works is a mystery. His wisdom is not understood by men. You take the world's wisdom and you try to apply it to spiritual matters. You take the world's wisdom, the slain of the world, the slain of your household, the information of people who walk in darkness, and they try to encourage you to be who they cannot be or who they will not be. So they point out to you what you're lacking, because they don't recognize that God's got a wisdom over you, a mystery. Listen. His plan that was previously hidden, come on, say it's been hidden. Even though he made it for our ultimate glory before the world began. Everything that's been hidden by God about you was for ultimate glory for God. Everything that's been hidden that people cannot see that God gave you was hidden for your ultimate glory. Would you shout, I'm about to experience the ultimate glory of God. Look at it in the TPT so you can catch that phrase right there at the very end. In the TPT, it says, in the TPT version, it says, it is his secret plan, destined before the ages, to bring you into his glory. Oh, I'm going home. You all are not listening. God, everything that's been hidden, the wisdom, the mystery, the thing they said about your family, the thing they say about you, they disrobe you. They slander you. They say things about you because you're not like everybody else in the household. You ain't drugging. You ain't alcoholing. You ain't slinging it here and there. And you strange because you decide to walk like God said walk. You strange because you decide to trust God with your future. You strange because you decide to make yourself God's place of refuge. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost on this. But God said, don't worry about it. It's my secret plan. Destined to bring you to the ages. All those, come say, generations gonna see it. That God is gonna get glory to me. God is gonna bring glory to your life. God is gonna magnify who he is in you. Here's where you turn to your neighbor and you tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, just keep holding on. Don't quit. Just keep holding on. I know the pressure's real. I know the pressure's tough, but tell them just keep holding on. Y'all ain't talking to nobody. You sit next to people that could be wrestling in depression, worried about a child, worried about a son or daughter, but God said, I'm gonna bring glory to you. I got a wonderful wisdom that's tied in a mystery, but I'm gonna bring glory to you. I'm gonna reveal
that I called you. I'm the reveal that I chose you. I'm the reveal that I anointed you. I need somebody to scream in this house because they're anticipating a move of God.
Yeah. Verse number eight said this. Watch this. This is important, right? He said, none of the rulers of this present world order understood it. Nobody around you living in the world understand it. Nobody around you living according to the wisdom of the world understand what God is doing. Yeah, they don't understand what God's saving you for. They don't understand. In fact, just like Joseph's brother had that anointing that encouraged you. Had Joseph's brother knew that God was just preparing Joseph so he could save them and keep them eating. You know, I wonder if once some parents knew that God was saving you just so you could bring some dignity, honor, and some class to the name. So you could take the name where it ain't never been before. I wonder if they treat you different had they known they'd be sitting in places before great men because of the way you carried yourself. I don't know what's wrong with my families. That you don't want your child to have something better than you had. Live better than you had. Do something better than you did. Carry themselves better than they did. The Bible said none of the rules of this present world knew, understood it. For they had, if they had, they never would have crucified the Lord of shining glory. Had they known who you were, they wouldn't have crucified you with their words. They wouldn't have tortured you at your heart. I'm preaching to somebody this morning. They wouldn't say the things that they say. They wouldn't treat you like they treat you. They wouldn't push you where they're pushing you. Had they just known the glory that God was going to reveal through you. Lord have mercy. They wouldn't be running from you. They'd be running to you. They'd be trying to make every gathering and catch every drop of wisdom to come out of your mouth had they just knew who you were. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit. The next verse said, however, in verse number 9, this is why the scripture says, things never discovered. Shababasa. God said, you've been anointed to discover things that ain't never been discovered. You've been anointed to hear things that ain't never been heard before. You've been anointed to go beyond your ability to imagine. God said, you're about to live in the unimaginable with him. My God, that's anointing called the unimaginable. You never dreamed your life would be what it was. As I ventured back into Greensboro yesterday and spent most of the day there, as I looked and celebrated a 90-year-old woman's birthday who I've known since I was a child, as I ran into a school teacher I hadn't seen since I was a little boy, I mean, it's crazy when I look at her and say, who would have thought it? Who would believe this would be happening for me at this time in my life? God, let me tell you something. Folk wouldn't treat you like they would treated you if they known you played such a role in their lives. My God, things beyond our ability to imagine. Lift your hands right now and say, God, I thank you for things beyond my ability to imagine. My, y'all talking because I'm talking. You don't understand the weight of the anointing of the glory that God's trying to release you, that he's trying to reveal to your family, reveal to your peers, reveal to your city and the folk that don't know. There are some things unimaginable. Who would have thought it? Just think about it. Sometime back in 1961, 62, when Obama was born, when he grew up and he was called those names because of the mixed marriage of his mother and his father, I wonder what they said when he became the president of the United States. Who would have thought it? Who would have thunk it? I wonder what they said about Joseph after they went to prison with him. After the father had accused him of doing something that father knew he didn't do. He knew what kind of woman he was married to. He knew that boy didn't do that. He knew he didn't do it. I wonder what he thought when Joseph became the prime minister. Oh! I wonder. This was in the mystery of God. I need you to write that down somewhere. My life is in the mystery of God. My life is tied up in God's wisdom. That's a mystery to me. It's the wisdom of God, but it's the mystery to you. It's the wisdom of God, but it's the mystery to you. I need a believer that believe that they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, associate a household, but right now your household don't look that good. I need you to stop and say, it's somewhere. I'm living by the wisdom of God, but it's a mystery to me about my son. It's a mystery to me about my daughter. It's a mystery to me about my children. But God is about to reveal it. The Bible said in verse number 10, I want you to have it. It's important that you have, because I want you to know that God reveals these hidden things. He said, but God now unveils it. Hashabaha. You don't heard the Lord say? He said, prepare your heart for the great unveiling. I'm about to unveil these profound realities to you. The Spirit of God is about to reveal some profound realities about your life. He's about to unveil some profound realities about why you went through this and why it was so hard and why they talked about you and why they standard you and why you went through that brokenness and why you felt that obscurity. God said the Spirit of God is about to reveal some profound things to you. Many of you are sitting under the sound of my voice and say, people see me now, but they don't know my history. They don't know what I went through. Yeah. The Holy Spirit is about to share with you some mysteries. He's about to go into your heart and tap in some of the deepest mysteries, some of the most unsolved scenarios in your life are about to be open to you. Your understanding is about to be enlightened. And the Holy Spirit that lives in you is not going to quit. He's going to explore every inch of it. Every aspect of it. Y'all not hearing me. And I know you cried, and I know your heart has been scarred. I know you got some wounds. And here's what I'm hearing from now. Some of you all were not wounded outside the wound. You were wounded in the wound. You could hear as a child things that were said. You could feel the oppression and the depression and the sorrow. Some of you actually in the womb felt the licks that your mother received, the words that they heard, and they're affecting you right now. God said the Holy Spirit is about to bring you a revelation about the worst things in your life. I'm about to reveal what I've been hiding over the years. I'm about to reveal what's not known over the years. You wonder why? God said, I'm about to reveal it. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something so you can understand how he does it. I've started you talking about if they'd have known who Jesus was, they wouldn't have crucified him. Y'all agree? If they'd have known who Jesus was, they wouldn't have crucified him. If they'd have known he was their healer, if they would have known he was their savior, if they only knew that he forever lived just to pray for them, my God. Oh, my God, mothers, if they only knew that Jesus, who Jesus was, that Jesus was their Messiah. They didn't know he was the Messiah. They had no idea who he was if they'd only known. But the Bible said, let me explain something to you, Reggie. He said the cross was a dark moment in history, one of the darkest moments in history. Yet it held the greatest treasure. It held salvation. Your darkest moment holding something. That's why the Holy Ghost got to reveal it. Your darkest moments are holding something. You got to start getting hungry for revelation, not just out of the situation. Come and say, God, I need revelation before I leave this situation. Your darkest moment may hold the salvation of your brother, your sister, your son, or your daughter, or even future generations. Your darkest moment is holding something. I feel the Holy Spirit. Now, here's the new thing God said. God said the new thing God was doing was so radical, so hidden, that only the Spirit could reveal it. They couldn't reveal who Jesus was. Actually, I couldn't see who Jesus was. He came in riding in on a donkey. He didn't come in with an army. He didn't come in with visible structures or powers or wars behind him or men of notoriety. No, he came in on a donkey, and on the Spirit can reveal to you Hashabaha, the deep secrets. This is why Isaiah says, can't you see it? He said, can't you see it? And then Paul said, God now unveils it by the Spirit. Your darkest moments may be your deepest work. Come on, say, Holy Spirit, reveal to me how my darkest moments are God's deepest work. Reveal to me how my darkest moments are God's deepest work. You know what your dark moments are. You know what they are. You need the Holy Spirit to deeply explore what that work is. What was God doing? What is to be unveiled out of this? What is to come out of this? What does it offer my now generation? What does it offer the generation that would precede me? See, listen. Revelation for believers in their darkest moment. The dark place is not your grave. It's your vault. It is your vault. It's where we treasure things, where we treasure revelations. My brother had a cerebral stroke. It put him in a bad situation. They didn't think he was going come back. They thought he'd be maimed and wounded. He was slow and he was moving a little slow, but he got his strength back. He said for what God spoke to them in those dark times, he could do it all over again to hear God speak it again. Are you listening to me? Your darkest moment brings you clarity from the Holy Spirit like you've never had before. You remember? You don't remember now because you're sitting here with your high heel shoes on and you got some cologne and you got your hair done. But that was a time when you couldn't get your hair done and you couldn't afford cologne. That was a time when you had no light, when lights would be out, when things were bad. But you could hear God saying, one of these old days, I'm going to come back and I'm going to do for you what I said I'm going to do. One of these days. And now, even though that day ain't now, this is a better day. Anybody praise God for a better day? Yeah. Listen, y'all. Here's a biblical truth that we've got to learn. That dark place is not your grave, it's your vault. It's where God hides his greatest treasure until it's time to reveal your greatest purpose. God has been hiding his greatest treasure until it's time to reveal your greatest purpose. God is hiding his greatest treasure until it's time to reveal your greatest purpose. Yeah. There's a treasure in your dark time. Don't miss it. Don't just cry. Don't just feel bad. And for God's sake, don't just go along with it. Don't just go along with your abuser. Just go along with your accuser. Don't just go along with your haters. No. Ask God for revelation. God doesn't just work in the light. Listen. He creates treasures in darkness. He doesn't just work in the light. He creates treasures in darkness. You do remember when we look at the book of Genesis, it started dark. And he worked in the dark and turned on the light. God don't just work in the light. He creates treasures in darkness. Isaiah 45:3, he said, listen, I will give thee the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Right now, you decree, somebody, I decree right now that God has given me the treasures of darkness. The darkness you're in, there's a treasure there. Yeah, the obscurity you're experiencing, there's a treasure there. The pit you in, there's a treasure there. And God will give you the treasure of darkness. He will give you hidden riches of secret places. There are some hidden riches in your secret places. There are some riches. Darkness is not always demonic. Sometimes it's divine concealment. Lord, have mercy. It's not always demonic. It is divine concealment. God puts you in a dark season, not to destroy you, but to deposit something in you, something that can only be discovered through the pressure of isolation or uncertainty. I'm preaching this morning. All is in a dark place. Diamonds are in dark place. Gold is in a dark place, under pressure. There are some things that God said I can only reveal to you when you're in times of pressure, when you're in times of isolation, or in times of uncertainty. You won't quieten yourself and come before God on your own. So sometimes my mercies are renewed daily. Is that not right? Every day you live is a fresh opportunity to align your will with God. Let me finish this. God says, listen, and you say this, the deeper the darkness, the greater the treasure. The more intense the wilderness, the more necessary the new thing. The less you understand, the more you must depend on the Holy Spirit. That's why 1 Corinthians 2, verse number 9 and 10 is so important, because God wants to give you something eyes have not seen, something ears have not heard, something has never entered the hearts and minds of people. They ain't never thought about it, but it's in that deep darkness. It's in that pressure that reveal comes, that revelation comes, that clarity comes. Yeah. You say you want to be used by God, get ready for the pressure. God can't use what you won't let him break. He can't use what you won't let him squeeze. The anointing from an olive berry is squeezed out. God said, God's plan has always included, listen to me, moments where the surface, on the surface, it looks like loss. God's plan is always included where on the surface it looks like loss. But the Spirit reveals a hidden win. Ha! Stop. Hear me. God says, stop and ask me to reveal to you your hidden win. You have a hidden win and you can't see your hidden W-I-N. Ask God to reveal to you your hidden win. You can't see it, but there's a hidden win, W-I-N. You're winning in a season that looks like you're losing. You're winning in a season that looks like you're squashed and you're broken. Ask God to reveal to you your hidden win. Here's my revelation summary. Revelation summary, write this down right quick. Write this down right quick. Come on, say, your darkest moment is not abandonment, it's preparation. Write that down. Your darkest moment is not abandonment. God has not left you. He's not forgotten you. It is preparation. It's preparation. What's hidden now will be revealed later and it will be glorious. Write it down. What is hidden right now, oh my God, will be revealed later and it will be glorious. What is hidden? What is hidden now? What is hidden now? What is hidden now will be revealed later and it will be glorious. It will be glorious. Listen, you are not buried, you are planted. Expect growth. You've not been buried in this situation. You are planted. Expect growth. You've not been buried in this situation. You've been planted. Expect growth. Listen, listen, listen. God is doing a new thing. Shout it. God is doing a new thing. Come on. God is doing a new thing. And it's starting in the dark. God is doing a new thing and it's starting in your dark moment. It is starting in your dark moment. Listen, the Holy Spirit will guide you into what you can't see yet, but must believe now. You got to believe now. Shout it, I believe now. I believe now. Joseph was in prison, but he still believed. That's why he kept telling his story to every opportunity he got. He would tell his story. He would tell his story. When you believe, you keep telling your story. This is what God's going to do. This is what God's going to do. This is how God's going to bless. This is the promise God made me. You keep that revelation alive. Come on, declare with me. Say, I declare, I trust God in the dark. Shanda, shando de bosha. I trust God in the dark. Come on, say, I declare, I know that God is hiding treasure where I can only see trouble. Ah! He's hiding treasure. I can only see trouble, but God is hiding treasure. God is hiding treasure where I can only see trouble. Listen, listen. You got to let the darkness, you got to let your darkness be the womb of something new, not the tomb of something lost. You got to believe that God revealed his glory in you. You got to believe the treasure is coming forth. You got to believe that God is revealing his glory in you and the treasure is coming forth. Come and say, God is revealing his glory in me, and his treasure is coming forth. It's coming forth. It's coming forth. Listen to me, and I'm closing. Just like the literal treasures that were found in Isaiah 45 and 3 that were hidden in secret places, God's redemptive plan was hidden from the rulers, both political and spiritual. They crucified Jesus not realizing they were unlocking the treasure. They crucified Jesus not realizing they were unlocking the treasure. Are you ready? Are you ready? They misread the darkness. Ha! People are misreading your darkness. They're misreading your brokenness. They're misreading these times in your life that seems like scarcity. They're misreading. They're misreading. They're misreading just like they misread the cross. God said what looked like defeat is going to become the great gateway to your glory. What looks like defeat in your life is going to be the gateway to your glory. What looks like defeat in your life is about to be the gateway to your glory. The wisdom of God is not hidden from you. It is hidden from the rulers of this world. It's the people that can hinder it, the people that can stop it, the people that don't understand. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. God says in him. Colossians 2 and 3, if you will, please. I'm trying to quit. In Colossians 2 and 3, you got to get it. God said in him. God said in 2 and 3, he said, for our spiritual wealth is in him, like hidden treasures waiting to be discovered. Heaven's wisdom and endless riches of revelation, knowledge is in him. It's in him. The riches of knowledge is in him. The riches of wisdom is in him. Listen to me. The riches of heaven's blessings is in him. The riches of endless revelation is in him. It is in him. It is in him. God is moving. It may not be in the way you expected. It may not be where you were looking for it, but in ways that lead to glory, growth, and greater revelation. Don't miss this move of God just because it came through a dark door. Don't miss this revelation of God because it came through a dark setting. Don't miss what God's about to do. In fact, God says, stop cursing the dog. Ha! Stop cursing the dog. What do I do? Start searching for the treasure. There's a treasure around here somewhere. There's an anointing around here somewhere. There's a breakthrough around here somewhere. There's a revelation here. Start looking for the treasure. The treasure is in his wisdom. You see it? The treasure is in his endless revelation. The treasure is waiting to be discovered in dark places. It's in your dark times, in your times of obscurity. Your treasure, the treasure of God, the why, is about to be revealed. Look for the treasure. Don't complain about the darkness. Number two, don't hold on to the former things. Come on, lift your hand and say, Lord, help me let it go. Everything they said. Come on, help me let it go. Everything they thought. Help me let it go. Help me to let it go. Ha! Ah. In fact, God said, I want to push you further than that. He said, I want you to let go of what God used to do and grab hold to what God's getting ready to do. Get ready for the new. Get ready. Come and say, God doing new things. He's doing new moves. There are new moves happening with God, and you got to get ready for it. He's just doing a new move with your life. Stay close to the Holy Spirit. Stay close to the Holy Spirit. Listen, listen. You need to stop saying, I felt something. Call him Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is speaking to me. Holy Spirit is sharing with me. Holy Spirit is talking to me. I'm at a birthday party of a 90-year-old mother on yesterday. I've known her since I was a boy. And I watched her. She had a bad fall or something about 2 years ago. And you know, you 88, 87 years old, you don't bounce back. You don't bounce back. And you know, they hadn't said all these things. Man, she came in there walking up the hill. Walking on her own. Had a little cane walking up the hill. Just fine. She looked in the face, you'd think she was 70 years old. Her mind strong. She said to me, I know you, I know your birthday, I know where you used to live and everything. Just name it all off. Strong. Call my birth date, year, date, year, day, year, month. And sometimes I can't even do that. Because what was in darkness just revealed. And I said to her, we're going to thank God for 95. She said, well, I'm going to be here till I'm 105, baby. Hey! Hey! God revealed it to her. She said, I will be here till I'm 105. She said, the Lord revealed it to her. So, you know, stay close to the Holy Spirit. Come on, look. There are things that the Holy Spirit knows you don't know. Yeah. There are revelations that you need to know. The insights you got to have. The Holy Spirit knows what's in the mind of God. And you need to stay close to the Holy Spirit so he can reveal to you what's in the mind of God. If you don't know what's in the mind of God, you'll count yourself out. When the Holy Spirit is just beginning. And see, you're talking about a second chance. He said, I'm not talking about a second chance. I'm talking about new beginnings. Everything with God from here out with you is going to be new beginnings. Not a second chance. It's a new beginning. To be a second chance, he'd have to be counting the old against you. He had to be saying, you messed up here, and I'm going to give you a second chance. No, I'm not a God of second chances. I'm a God of new beginnings. Put your hands together and praise God for new beginnings in your life right now. New financial beginnings. New beginnings to be the light. New beginnings to come out of sorrow. Stay close to the Holy Spirit. God, stay closer. God said the new moves of God are not revealed in the headlines. They're discerned in secret places. And you need to go in the secret place with God. Hallelujah. Where's your secret place? The Bible said Jesus got up early in the morning and went to a secret place. Where's your secret place? Where's your place of prayer? Where's your place of innocence? Where's your place of quietness? Come on, come on. Where's that place you get with God where you're undisturbed? That place where God has your undivided attention. Where's that place? Get to your secret place where you can hear new moves of God. Last one, God said, I want you to anticipate the glory. Go back to 1 Corinthians 2 chapter, verse number 7, TBT. He said, I want you to anticipate the glory. And according to 1 Corinthians 2 chapter, he said, instead, we continue to speak this wonderful wisdom that comes from God, hidden before now in a mystery. It is in his secret plan, destined before the ages to bring us into what? Glory. Anticipate that glory. Anticipate glory. I'm anticipating the glory of God. I am anticipating the glory of God. I am anticipating the glory of God. I need you to open your mouth and decree it right now. I am anticipating the glory of God. Yeah, his wisdom is a mystery to me, but I am anticipating the glory of God. Yeah, what's happening is a mystery. I don't understand all things that are happening right now, but I have the wisdom of God. And since I have the wisdom of God that's flowing out to a mystery, I'm going to understand this after a while, but I know he promised that in the ages to bring unto us his glory. Paul says God's mystery was destined to bring us into glory. What looks like a breakdown, y'all, could actually be a breakthrough in disguise. What looked like a breakdown in your life, a breakdown in communications, a breakdown in relationships, a breakdown in love, could actually be a breakthrough of a lifetime in disguise. Joseph went in the pit. It was really a breakthrough for him. You know why? Because he lived with brothers that hated him. And if you live with somebody that hate you a long time and you live under that scrutiny a long time, it's hard to love somebody that's hated you all your life. So what looked like a breakdown was a breakthrough for Jacob, for Joseph. What looked like a breakdown when Potiphar's wife told that lie and got him thrown in prison became a breakthrough for him. What looked like a breakdown when one of the people he prophesied to did not tell the king about who he was and how he got to where he was, it looked like a breakdown, but it became a breakthrough because it was revealed. And the king found Joseph. And God said this to me. He said, the reason why the breakdown had to happen is that it had been difficult for Joseph to love his brothers and reveal himself to his brothers and reveal what God had been doing in his life over the years, not for his own sake, but for their sake. Had it not been for the breakdowns, Joseph would have missed the secrets of God. Hashando Shama. Some of us are missing the secrets of God. We're missing the anticipated glory of God in and over our lives because we got stuck on the breakdown. We got stuck with what happened. We got stuck with the tragedy. We got stuck with the pain. And God says, according to 43:25, listen, he said, this is the idea. You need to know this. Isaiah 43:25, he said, this is the idea. He said, I am a God. I am a God. Yes, I, the one and only who completely erases your sins, never to be seen again. I will not remember them again. Freely I do this because that's who I am. Listen, God says, I need you to put that behind you. I need you to forget about it because I'm going to forgive their sin, not because they asked me to, because it's who I am. Oh, you missed that revelation, man. Listen, it ain't got nothing to do with rather not them praying or repenting. I'm gonna do it if they don't repent. That's just who I am. That's just who I am. He said, that's my character. That's what I do. He said, I do it because it's who I am. I do it because I love. I do it because I'm a God of mercy. I do it because I'm a long-suffering God. You may as well get used to it. The breakdown is going to become a breakthrough. Stand your feet all over the sanctuary. I said, I know your cross is heavy. cross is dark, but your cross is full of treasure. I know the enemy think he got you tied in a suit too, just like he did Jesus. He said, but remember, that tomb became a seed for resurrection. Your troubles, your darkness is a seed for the resurrected power of God, in which Paul talked about, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection. And your current situation is a seed for it. Father, I thank you right now because you're doing new moves. We don't necessarily understand them. We don't necessarily have the wisdom for them now. But God, we trust you in darkness. We trust you even when we are broken and facing betrayal and fear and letdowns. And when we feel like we're odd and we're different and everybody else sees us as a problem and not a solution. Father, we trust you. We trust you that you're going to get the best out of our life, because your grace, God, is relentless. You have relentless grace. You're doing a deep and eternal work. You're freeing people from the cycles of self-condemnation. You're breaking generation cycles. You're breaking generation curses. You're breaking generational strongholds. God, we're so glad that you're here testifying that you're not angry with us and you're not angry with our just the generation. You're just doing some new moves. It's in dark places. It's in dark times. Today, your deliverance is breaking forth in darkness. Hasha namasa. But your light is coming. If you understand my voice and you have bouts with depression, just lift your hand up because I'm praying for you right where you are. You have bouts with frustration and moments when you're just so frustrated with what life is doing, and when life is life and challenges come, you get so frustrated. If you understand my voice and you love God, you really love God, you love God with all your heart, but there are just moments when you wonder, God, where are you? And if this word is working, why isn't it working for me? If you're that person, that individual, and you're standing there now, I don't need you to come to altar. Just lift your hands to the Lord right now. Some of you are just so beat down by troubles and struggles and premature death and situations you cannot control, by things that happen in your past, but they keep resonating in your future and they stop you from dealing. They resonate in your present and they stop you from believing for your future. Just raise your hand for God, because I want you to know you're in a pit. You're in a dark place. You're in a broken place, but God uses the broken. He raises up the broken. He uses those that are in harm's way, those that are going through troubles and struggles. He's still God. As God grabbed Ezekiel by the locks of his hair, he took him to a valley that was full of dead bones, dead bones, dead bones, dead bones, dead dreams, dead visions, dead opportunity, dead beliefs about your future. In fact, I'm hearing this now, and y'all hear me. God said, do not act in desperation about your future. Do not act in desperation. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God said, do not act in desperation about your future. If you act in desperation, you're going to make the mistake that Abraham and Sarah made. They were getting old, and time was passing, and Abraham ended up having a baby by a maid that became an enemy to his promise. Do not act in desperation about your future, lest you're going to birth an enemy to the promise of God. The promise is coming, but what you birth is going to be an enemy to it and going bring frustration and delay. Somebody hear me today. Somebody hear me today. Somebody hear me today. Right where you are, lift your hands to God and say, God, show me the treasure in this darkness. That is your prayer. Reveal to me the treasure in this darkness. It was Isaiah 43 and 22 where God said, you have not asked me. Well, God said, now I want you to ask me. Ask me so I can reveal to you. I want to reveal to you. I want to reveal to you the treasure. Ask me so I can tell you what I'm doing new. Ask me so I can coach you and direct you and guide you in the process of how I plan to reveal you to the world. My God, please, God said, ask, ask. Do not
not get weary of me. Don't get tired of my instructions. Don't get tired of the way I work. Don't get tired of the way I operate. Don't get frustrated. But ask me. Ask me, God said, ask me. Hallelujah. And I'll show you things that you know not of. I'll show you of things that come. I'll reveal to you my mind, my heart, and my will concerning you. Ask me, God says. Shando Shabaha. Shubabama Satanessa. Hayayasaya. I don't know if you know this or not, but God said, I will do a new thing in you. God will do a new thing in you. Listen, whatever you pray for, whatever you ask for, nothing shall be denied, saith the Lord. Come on. God will do a new thing in you. God will do a new whatever your hands touch, whatever your hand, wherever your feet walk, wherever your feet walk, all will be blessed, saith the Lord. Come on, in your dark corner, ask him to do a new thing. Ask God to bless what your hands touch. Ask God to reveal to you the treasure in your darkness right now. Ask God to show you things that others have not seen, things they've not heard of. Ask God in this time. He said, you have not asked me. Ask me. Ask me, saith the Lord. And I'll show you what eyes have not seen. I'll show you what ears have not heard. Listen, listen, listen. I will do the unheard. I want to give you a blessing and a revelation called the unheard. Shabbat. Thank you, Lord. I decree that the unsaved are saved, their sins are forgiven. I decree that the sick are made whole, their bodies are healed. I decree that the